On EWTN radio, there's a psychologist, Catholic psychologist, I like to listen to named Dr. Ray Grindy, and many of you may have heard of him. But anyway, he is known for his very straightforward advice, and sometimes people will call in with a question such as, what strategies can I use to stop being so judgmental about the way my children are raising my grandchildren? And he'll often tell them something like, well, my advice is the next time you see something you don't approve of, don't be judgmental. And it's seemingly very simple, but there's a lot of truth in that. What we have here in the gospel are two sons, one who does a lot of talking about doing the right thing and thinking about it and probably strategizing and hoping for the grace to do it, and the other one who doesn't really talk about it at all, but just goes out and does it. And Christ is saying there that basically actions do speak louder than words. The other one, the second son, who simply went out to the vineyard and worked, he's the one, even though initially he was not willing to do it verbally, because of his actions, he's the one who we should emulate. And that goes back to the idea that salvation is worked out not by feelings or by intentions, but by acts of the will, by deciding to do things. That's the way that we build ourselves up into somebody who is living as a child of God, is therefore worthy of spending eternity with God. And also, our lives are filled with joy in a deeper way when we do the often difficult things that we know we're supposed to do. When we come to the end of the day knowing that we spent time in prayer, that we were charitable towards others, that we did the things in our life, depending on our vocation and where we are in life, that we did the things that we're meant to do. That's the lasting joy. I think that's why that famous Nike slogan, "Just Do It," has been so popular for so long, certainly since I was a kid, because it speaks to what people really want to be able to do, just to do the things they want to do, they know they should do, but the things we always fall short on. So often people ask me about ideas or prayers to not spend so much time on the internet, for instance. But my advice is always, well, you've just got to walk away from the internet. Or how do you have a prayer life? Well, you pray every day. There's no strategy. There's no special grace necessarily that's going to overpower your free will and to move away from it. God will certainly give you the grace you need, but you have to cooperate with it. All of us do. And I'm the first to admit that there are so many things at the end of a day that I know I should have done that I didn't. But the days when I'm able to overcome that inertia and do the things that I'm called to do in a sincere way are the happiest days I have, and the ones where when I go to bed in the evening, I feel most fulfilled. I think we all experience that. So this Sunday, we celebrate the feast of St. Therese, who of course gets superseded by the Lord's Day. But she had her little way, and it was simply a way of looking at things each day and saying, here's what I need to do to grow closer to God. And it doesn't have to be complicated. Just like this homily doesn't have to be complicated, because the bottom line is we should all be thinking about one or two things that we can change right now, things that we've been wanting to do for a while and been putting off. And if we can do those, whether it's a certain amount of time in prayer each day, a way to organize our life so that we can give more time to God, or stepping away from a sin or an activity that keeps us away from God, then let's make this the day that we become that second son who does the will of the Father.